Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos. If this sounds funny, it's because I'm sitting here alone, so I'm just talking to myself. We're up to paragraph V, page Reish Chaf. Chodesh Halvavos goes through the four parts of the tshuva process, which is kedai to learn by heart, even though many of the Chodesh Halvavos' lists are very long. But this one's pretty short. It's four things: charata, azivas achet, hitnatkut from the chet, he says, to be mizvada, to say vidui, and the way most mefarshim learn the function of vidui, there's two basic. One mahalach in vidui that you find in Achrayim is that it's a way of facing up that you truly wachote. You say the words, and you look in the mirror, and you say, I taka did wrong, and it's inexcusable, and you don't try to excuse yourself. So it's a confrontation with the chait. Otherwise, you don't end up confronting the chait. You're always giving excuses, and you know. You can't do tshuva without it. The Mefarshim learn the Chodesh Halvavos differently. We'll see later. Chodesh Halvavos learns that the vidui is the mahalach of the vidui is asking for slicha, is asking for bechila. That's what the vidui's function is. The vidui's function is that you say you did wrong, please be meichel me. As you realize. You need a mechila. You have to wipe away the chait. You have to have the person to whom the wrong is meaningful, to whom the wrong was directed, I should say. So you have to have him be mochel. So the vidui is that request for mechila. If you don't really care, then you don't ask for mechila. It's like, you say, I'm sorry. Even if you say, I'm sorry. Right? The Chodesh Halvavos in this parak constantly compares what he talks about to regular interpersonal relationships. So, let's say you insulted your wife, right? Insulted someone. And you go, okay, I'm really sorry I did that. And you can even say, I'm really sorry I did that, I won't do it again. But you don't say, please forgive me. There's taka something missing. It means you really don't care that much. Anyway, we're going to go into it more. I don't want to be myrich in it now, but the point is that the Chodesh Halvavos sees that as the function of vidui, asking for mechila. Again, others learn that the function of vidui is confronting the chait. You're not excusing it. You're confronting the fact that there's something wrong with you, and you're flawed, and you did something flawed. Let's move on, because really Perek Chamishi takes each of these four things and breaks them up further into components. So Perek Revi is really more general, and he really gets into the nitty gritty of each of the four things in Perek Chamishi. So we'll start from on page Reish Chaf, the second paragraph, because I want to make a point. Look how he deals with it. At the end of the first paragraph, where he talks about charata, and he has this funny technique, almost strange technique of, at the end, he compares it to how people would react. But really, he does that. I said he does that in a lot of the Sefer, because he wants to make a lot of the things he talks about very real. So in all of his examples and stories, and even in his concepts, he asks you to imagine how you would feel if this were happening with a person, like in Shara Brothers of the Kib. He wants to talk about Akaras HaToif to Hashem. So he says, like, imagine if a king would be going by with his entourage and he'd see a homeless bum, a stinking homeless, he doesn't say these words, but like a stinking homeless bum laying on a park bench. And he'd go over to him, and he would ask him how he's doing, and he would care about him. And in Shara B'Tochen, he does the same thing, very there it's very, very, very bolate. He talks about having bitachon in people, what it would take to have bitachon in a person. So look at the end of each paragraph, you see he ratchets up the tshuva and what the tshuva accomplishes. At the end of the first paragraph by Charata, he says, look at between people too. When the chote, if someone wronged you, and you see that he feels bad about it, you see that he's sorry. So here he says, Tia zusiba chazaka l'slichasodom. That in itself is a siba to be mochalim. You're not mochalim yet, maybe. Because you see the other components, you'll see the different lashonos he uses. And here he says, it's a siba to be mochalim. Like, you already are more kindly disposed towards him. Normally, when you conjure up his image in your mind, you want to kill the guy. You're angry at him. He messed you up. He insulted you. He did something to you. But you see, he really has charata. You're already... You're on the path of being mochelim. There's a siva to be mochelim. In the next paragraph, where he said that leaving the chait, that's number two, right? Number one was charata. Number two was stopping to be chote. If you have charata, but you continue to be chote, that's not very good. Right? It renders the charata almost meaningless. So Azivas HaChet is number two. He starts off, we were puzzled by this last week, he starts off saying that the Azivas HaChet is a hoichacha on his belief in Schar V'Onesh. So we're a little puzzled by that, because it doesn't seem to be necessarily the case. It's true, if you're not Oziv the Chet, and you have Charata, but you're not Oziv the Chet, you certainly don't believe in Schar V'Onesh. That part, that way, the converse is for sure true. You don't believe in Schar V'Onesh if you continue to be chote, you have to have charata. But to say that the person that stops the chate is a manifestation of his belief in Schar V'Onesh, I mean, a person could stop being chote because he realizes the enormity of the crime that he's committing. So, I don't know. So the Paslechem, it's one of the Mefarshim, Chavis Halvavis, learns that the Chavis Halvavis is addressing a habitual chote. And he's making that statement that for habitual, because we know Rav Huna the Gemara, right? Not just like ahead there, habitual chote is very hard to break the behavioral pattern of the chait. So the Chavis Halvavis is saying, he's making a remarkable statement according to the Paslechem. He's saying that if the habitual chote stops being chote, that's a sign, you know, that he's internalized the idea of Schar V'Onesh, which is the equivalent of. If you learn the Chavis Halvavis Bepashtus, he's saying really that that's you need that to break your pattern. You need so we had in the first paragraph, or the second paragraph, that it's only belief in Schar V'Onesh that'll spur you to do tshuva shleima, or that'll ensure that you do tshuva. But to say that the Azivas HaChet, just this component, is a raya for Schar V'Onesh, it's a little strange. Okay, so the Paslechem learns it means the habitual chote. The converse is certainly true, that if you're not Oziv the Chet, you don't believe in Schar V'Onesh, so maybe that's all he means. And another thing I thought of is, so maybe he means that your Chet has totsos, that your Chet has ramifications. It's a sign that you believe that. It doesn't necessarily mean only Schar V'Onesh, it means any ramifications, spiritual, you hate those ramifications, so that gives you the ability to stop. If you didn't believe it had ramifications, so then, okay, it's still not so clear, because even if you didn't believe it had ramifications, but it's rebellion against Hashem, so maybe that's why you stopped. It's not so clear to me. Maybe Paslechem, we'll learn like the Paslechem, and he's the habitual chote. Ka'omro yazav roshadaka v'shava machshav olsov. That's monetary crimes. Katsafti, ba'akeyu, haster, ba'ektsov. Keep on going back and forth again and again. Vayelach shalva b'derech libo. He continues on his path. The kamohu nira ben b'nei adam. Now look at this lashon. We see the same thing by people in interpersonal relationships. Kimi shehera lachavera, someone who wronged his fellow man. Kasherem charotoso, chada lohorolo. When? Coupled with his charota, which he called a siba to be mochelim. Coupled with that charata, he stops, zoche be'enav l'slichoso u'mechilas cheto. Now he deserves to be Nebuchadnezzar. That's how he says it. He deserves to be Nebuchadnezzar. As before, there was a siva to be mochel him. You see the difference in lashon at the end of the paragraph. When you wrong someone and you exhibit charata, that's a reason for him to be mochel you. You know, he's not so angry. If you think about it, you know, he's not so angry at you anymore. If he sees you, sorry. He's not angry. You want to pull the plug on a guy's anger. He's ready to kill you. And his anger, calm down. But he won't be mocking you yet. If he sees you, he's suspicious of you. If he sees you stopped, then he'll be mochel you. Zolcha be'enav l'slichos u'mechilas cheto. So, I mean, he's comparing it to Hashem, really, also. That's what he's saying. The third, aval havidui, the third paragraph here, on page Reish Chaf, vidui. And again, we're going to go into Mahalach, that vidui is bakosha slicha. He's modeh, and he asks for slicha. Hu hochocho l'kniyoso, it's a sign this exhibits. His kniya, his humbleness, his submissiveness, his rapsol l'fnei Hashem yisal. You're ready to stand up. It's embarrassing. It's humbling. It's a humbling experience to be mizvadeh. If you've ever had to go over to a person you wronged and be mizvadeh, right? We're not talking about the charata. We're not talking about the aziv sachet. We're talking about the vidui, going over to him and saying, you know, I did kach for kach. It's very humbling. You're nichna. You want to sink into the ground. This is what triggers the slicha. See, this is not something. So think about it, Rabbi Osai. What triggers the slicha, the actual trigger? The charata, this is in lomdish sefer. The charata is a siva to be moichalim. The aziva sachet is why you'll be nimchal. You're stopping to be chote. You're stopping. The trigger, probably if those who go to Barak Shia know that it's not enough that something should happen. You need a trigger to make it happen. Right? It's like you have to turn on the light switch. You have to make it happen. The electricity is there. The power is there. Everything's there. But the change in status, something has to trigger it. It's not enough. Say, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, you have to have something. It's like you need more power. That's what we always make the tushkal. You need more power to turn on the light than just to leave it on. You need that surge of power to make it happen, to overcome the inertia, to overcome, you know, the chazaka, the chazaka de meikara. You need something to make it happen. So that's what the Chazal Shalom says. What makes it happen is the vidui. That's the trigger. He means that's the trigger. You know, the person comes to him and says, please forgive me. That's it. Please forgive me. That's how he sees vidui. He sees vidui, you know, I don't know if you have to say please forgive me, but that's how he sees vidui. He sees vidui as a kniya, as a submissiveness, as a hachno'a. And the way most Mepharshim understand the Chavis HaLavis, that goes together with Bakosha Slicha. I told you, in the Rambam, there's a steer whether or not the Vidui has in it the Bakosha for Slicha. But we say, right, Ve'okula Malaika Slicha, Shlach Lonu, Mechal Lonu, Kapar Lonu, Vidui, Shetrachim, Al-Kol Chakosenu, Shchapar Lonu, 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 we always couple the Vidui with Bakosha Slicha. But that's what does it, that's the Siva for Slicha. You go to your wife and say, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I realize I did wrong. I did. That's vidui. You're mevada bepeh. That's not you're sorry inside your heart. Karakos in your heart. And azivas ached is b'maisa. Vidui is b'dibur. You have to go to the person you wronged, or that your wrong was directed against. You say, I did this, forgive me for doing this and this. I did this, please forgive me.
Isn't that what we're doing when we say, when I ask you for mechina, can you be mindful of me for this? We do that.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that's something that we don't generally
no.
do. We don't ask people for that. We just say we did it, but we don't ask for their
no, I didn't mean to say that. But it's a component, that's the component that triggers the mechila. Ka'amar u'mode v'olzei v'yirucham. Ka'amar behepnuch zehenini nishpatosch ha'alam rechlo chatos. But that's a value in itself. You can say the guy that says lo chatosi is not having charota either, you could say. Or the guy that's saying lo chatosi is continuing with what he's doing. He's not olzei v'chet. But no, the Chazalova says this is a value in itself. Even if the guy happens to feel bad and he happens to be over the chayt, if he can't bring himself to be misvada, tear from mechila, he won't be nebchal, and I think he's implying always that he'll slip back into chayt if he doesn't make the clean break using all these components. He's not doing tshuva. He can always fall back into chayt. You can always stop doing what you're doing. Now, the question is if you're on a new path or not. V'omar machas ha-pshov lo yatzliach. U'kmoso ro'am be'bnei adam. And you see it by people also. Mishere l'chaver k'shavo lo v'ilav. U'mode shechoto lo. That's the vidui. V'heiro lo. U'mavakesh imenu mechila. V'nizbara l'chaver k'ibemis eschoret al ma shechoto lo bo'ovar. It's charata. So he has the charata. I don't know why he doesn't say. And he was always with the chait. Einam mismameya milim chalo v'lisloach lo. That's what I mean by the trigger. In the first paragraph he said that's the siba for mechila. It's charata. The second paragraph he says that's why you deserve, that's why you get mechila when you're ozim the chait. What triggers the mechila is the vidui, and he puts it here by people. He says, Einam ismameya. There's no more a delay. That's the trigger. This triggers the mechila. Einam ismameya milim chalo v'lisloach lo v'yosir tina sheyesh b'libo olam. That's what happens. That's the Chavis Halvavas koichas hanefesh. He's explaining that's how he understands a person. This is going to make him be meichel you if you can try it. He asks him to be meichel you. Mode with it. Did something wrong. Okay. So the fourth thing on page Reish Chavalef is the Kabbalah. It's not enough to be Ozev the Chait now, today. You have to accept upon yourself to never do it again. Abla Kabbalah Shalo Yachzor Hi Hochocha. This is a What role does this play? It's a hochacha al yediyosu esroa masha osa v'chomer masha heira. Interesting. The charota doesn't show this. The zivus hachet doesn't show it. The vidui doesn't show it. The kabbalah that you're never going to do this again. This shows that you comprehend the depth of what you did wrong. Al Yidi Osa Esroa Masha Osa V'Chomer Masha Heira. He appreciates what he did wrong. That's what brought out. I'll never do it again. Not the other three components. This component brings out. Well, I say this component is. This component brings out that he is aware. He's aware that of the evil of what he did. So he's never going to do that again. V'ol of Omer Ovel Po'alti Lo Osif. V'Omer, famous of Torah, Shabbashuva, Ashur Lo Yoshienu. Right? That's what he says. Al Sus Lo Nirka, V'lo Nomar Oda Lo Kenu L'Masi Yodena. We won't call El Masi Yodena. We won't call the things in our regular world, we won't call them Elokeinu. We will know that the Yeshua is from Hashem, and it's not from these other things. It's not from Sus, it's not from... So that's a Kabbalah also. He says, Ashur lo Yoshenu, like they're rejecting Ashur's Yeshua. We don't want to, we're not going there again. We have nothing to do with Ashur anymore. Bomar Bahabchol, if you want to look at the opposite, Hayapoch Kushi Oro, Nomer Leopard, Chabar Burosov, it's stripes or spots, we used to say. Probably means stripes. Gamatam Tuchul Lahater Lumude Horea. And they're saying he can't stop. He's describing the chotem as they can't stop. Just like a nomer doesn't, kushik doesn't. So they also can't stop. And how he says, the chamoh nirav ebene adam. You see, that's how it is with human relationships also. Kasher misheir lachaveiro. But kabbal al atzmo, never to do it again. Lo yachzor lohor alo. Marashahu mischore. The ozevu misvadeh. Right, he keeps on summing up all for his mischari and his ozev and his vader, and he's accepting on himself never to do it again. This is the shleimus. This was missing till now. He might have done it. Right? He implied he would do it. But the shleimus of the mechila comes when you have this fourth thing on board, this kabbalah never to do it again. So again, by the first thing he said, it's a siba by people, it's a siba that you should be nimchal. The second one was the aziva sachet, that's what the mechilas, that's where the mechilas chal. The trigger of the mechila is by vidui's thing, and the fourth thing is for mechila shlema, and you'll understand it if you makabel to be ozig the chait completely. Kasha mitzavsim b'shoval Hashem arba hagaderes halolu, these four inyonim b'tnoi heyem, and they're with all the technical details. Ashinabaram Lakama, which we'll explain in Parakamishi. Parakamishi then splits up each of these four things into five components, right? He said 20 things, he says we'll discuss now. So he splits each of these four things into five things. Yimchal Hashem Cheto, if you do all of this, Yimchal Hashem Cheto, the Yavrol. The Moya Avon Mimash Nemabolo Yilake, he deals now with a technical problem. There are various that it says lo yinaka, right? Lo yisisa, obviously. We're going for a shav eishes ish. Also, it says in mishlei yad lo yinaka. So it uses the lashon lo yinaka. So the chayr not going to be mechila. Meikel Hashem and chanami says there won't be full mechila. But meikel Hashem as own shabolam azem shalom lo tov lo lamabo. There's baruch who's right, perfect. So he works out that there should be a hakolah sign. It can't be a negans and a mechila, apparently. But make alone shabolam hazeh, and he increases his reward in olam haba. V'nichlal b'chlal asadikim kamer volatiyam goel l'shovei pesha b'yakov num Hashem. So he's part of those shovei pesha. They're right up there. You very exalted spot, very exalted. What? You want to know if he agrees with the concept that he must speak in Biyodol Asus Tshuva?
Yeah.
Maybe, and he doesn't talk about it. Not here.
That might be worse than he said.
There are things that are ma'akev as a Tshuva. Things that are, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the natural siyat and nishmaya, you have to do Tshuva. He takes away stimulants to do Tshuva. But here he's just talking about that. There are things for which you can't. He wants the person to be totally naki. We saw that from the first, right? Says you won't be totally naki if it says lo yinaka, but you can still fix yourself up, fix the floor. You can do a lot of the tshuva. That's all, and it's still worthwhile. Im Toshu Hashiv Cholofanai Tamol, V'yomar Im Toshu Yisroel Hashem Elai Toshuv. You come back to Hashem, left in limbo. So what are the four things? Charat al zivus achid vidui. And the Kabbalah al osit. Kabbalah never to do it again. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, Per Kamishi will stop.